Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
John McCourt. The Witch That Came Out of the Wall. The time had come for Marietta, the eldest daughter of painter Jacopo Tintoretto, to take her first communion. At that time, there was the custom of opening the convent chapel of the Madonna dell'Orto, near Tintoretto's house, to allow all the children to receive the host every morning for 10 days. The first morning, Marietta met an old woman who asked where she was going. "I am going to get the host," the girl said. "Would you like to become like the Madonna?" the old woman asked. "Oh, but that is impossible," replied the little girl. "No, it is possible if you do what I say. Rather than swallowing the host, keep it in your mouth and hide it at home, in a safe place, when nobody sees you. By the time you have gathered 10 of them, I will come back with a big surprise." For a few days, the girl did what the woman told her to do. Afraid that someone might find out about her secret, Marietta hid the hosts in the backyard, inside a box near a small shelter where her father kept a couple of pigs and a donkey, as was the custom at the time. One morning, the girl had gathered 5 or 6 hosts when the beasts knelt down in front of the trough and refused to rise, not even if threatened with a stick. So it was that the girl confessed in tears. Because he was a painter, Tintoretto, although a man of faith, was quite familiar with some of the practices related to the Kabbalah and magic. He knew very well that old witches used that trick to recruit new, younger followers. He decided not to tell anyone. On the 10th morning, the painter instructed his daughter. When she returned home from the chapel, she would allow the old woman to come inside the house. The witch did not take long to knock at the door, and Marietta let her in. She had not yet crossed the threshold of the living room when the artist attacked her with a knotty club. After the first few blows, the woman turned into a cat, and she began to run and climb along the walls, across the furniture, and over the curtains. In the end, feeling trapped, the witch let out a piercing cry. Surrounded by a black cloud of smoke, she pounced on the wall with such force that she burst through it, leaving a big hole behind her. No one ever saw her again. To prevent the witch from coming back through the hole, Tintoretto had a relief of Hercules with his club built into the wall to guard the house. The relief can still be seen on the building.